Blog Talk Radio.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. People have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see?
He saw the best.
When
mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am
his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
God made it fail. God made it fail.
you that the devil tried to stand against you. God made it clear. God made it clear. Everything the devil tried, God made. Y'all ain't singing it. God made it fail. Hey, God made it fail. Oh, everything the devil tried, God made it fail. You ought to praise. You ought to praise like the cancer's gone. You ought to
and true, and with Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited about the assignment that God has placed on us on this morning. Listen, remember, call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and we are live right now. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that is 563-999-3628. Remember to share that number. Share that number. Call a friend. Tell a neighbor, come on, call on in. We are in the emergency room this morning. Elevated Revelation is where we are this morning. We are in the emergency room. We are in the ER this morning. Elevated Revelation is where we're going to be at this morning. All this month, guys, we're just sharing the experience of Mark 5. The experience of Mark 5. Please, please call a brother. Tell a brother to come on and call in. I believe that we will all benefit from this morning's experience in the ER. I believe God has given me this to be able to share, to be able to pour into our brothers and into our nephews and our sons and grandsons, and just be able to pour something in them that will bring them to a better place in their spiritual walk, their mental walk, and even in their own personal walk. Amen. Amen. So listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor. That number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 just to acknowledge that you guys want to share, you want to be a part of the conversation. I would love to get your feedback on this morning. I would love to get your feedback on it this morning. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. You guys know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning, and we'll go from there. Amen? Amen. So, lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this experience. God, we thank you for the revelation of your elevation of your word on today. God, thank you for empowering us on this morning. God, giving us the wisdom and knowledge of understanding, God, to be able to move forward, Father God, in who you are and whose we are in you. God, let us go into a place on this morning, God, that you will be able to speak life to those, God, that is under the sound of our voice. God, we pray that you would bring them to a clarity, bring them to a revelation, bring them to an elevation. God, bring them to a place of peace, power, God, and understanding. God, that they'll be able to walk this thing out, God, regardless of where they may find themselves in this text today. God, we pray, God, that you would strengthen, encourage, inspire, God, and empower them on today. God, give them the ability to see God. God, into this text, God. God, that they would see a portion of themselves, God, and they become elevated, God, in that place where they need to be elevated, strengthened, Father, in the place where they need to be strengthened, God. God, give them wisdom, God, in a place where they need wisdom. God, give them an understanding in a place where they need understanding. God, and we know that all things work together for the good of them, God, who are called according to the purpose. And we thank you for purpose being made manifest even now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for that movement of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The movement on the earth, oh God, that needs to be on this earth right now, God, in the heavenly realms, God. God, let the heavenly realms and the earth realms mimic each other right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give your name glory. God, we give your name dominion, and we give your name power. And we say, do what you do best, God, and that is show up, God. God, and show out, Lord, because we understand and know all we have to do is just trust in you. And, Father, you'll bring that thing to pass. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading on this morning will be coming from a passage of scripture that we have heard in our hearing before. I think when we read this passage of scripture, we don't get all of it. We only get a portion of it. But what I want to do is I want you to get it in your hearing. I want you to get it in your hearing when we read this to you, because I believe, again, I believe this will bless you. And again, now you gotta hear the word in order for you to understand it. So this is our scripture reading this morning. It's coming from Matthew 6:11. Now watch this here. It's a portion of the Lord's Prayer. Watch this here. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Now I'm going to put that in your lap. I'm not going to go deep into that. I'm just going to put that in your lap. And I want your mind to connect with this passage of scripture. Because this passage of scripture, there is a lot that's packed up in that verse, that verse 11 in chapter 6 of Matthew. There's a lot that's packed up in there, and we miss it. Watch this here. I'm not even going to go there. It says, give us this day our daily bread. We're gonna put that in your lap. We want to also interject that we want to be grateful for our opportunity to share this gospel of Jesus Christ. This is my soapbox moment. If y'all give me 1-2 minutes. Let me give y'all my soapbox moment on this morning. There are those that are listening to us in rural countries. These countries, is it called with a scripture? Not even a Bible, just a scripture. That's just the word of God. Or maybe a page that was torn out of a Bible, because they took the Bibles. And what they do is, in a lot of those countries, because they don't want you to read, they don't want you to be in a place of elevation, knowing who Christ is, knowing who Jesus Christ is. They will go through the homes, and they will ravage the homes, and they will go through, and they will take every Bible that was in the house, and they'll take it and they'll burn them. Now there are some of them, they got desperate, and when they got desperate, they knew that they were coming. So they would tear scripture out. They would tear their favorite scripture out of their Bible. And they would take that scripture and they roll it up. They'll put it in their shoe. Or they'll put it in the lining of the clothes. Or they'll put it on their belt loop. Or they'll put it somewhere where they kept it safe. So when they came through and ravaged, they had that scripture. So watch them. If they're caught with that scripture, not the Bible, but the scripture, if they get caught with that scripture, guess what? They're taking it to the streets. And they've made an example out of, they already took your Bible. Now they're going to take your life. Come here. Let me show you something. We, as the intercessors that's on this side, some of us had the opportunity to go to 2 or 3 services on yesterday. We had church. Y'all are listening in on this side of the, on this side. I'm gonna say it like our England listeners, our listeners over in Paris and over in France. They listen to us right now. Watch this on the other side of the pond. Us that's on the other side of the pond, and we watch this. Watch. We have the opportunity to worship freely, to listen freely to this gospel of Jesus Christ without the fear of retribution. But there are those that are listening in right now. We need to do as the old saints did. We need to cover them in prayer. Pray for myself. Pray for the taskmasters. Pray for the ones that have rule over you, over them. Pray for the ones that have authority over them, the ones that come in and the soldiers in the camp and all this, and all the captains of the guard and all these, the rulers that have made it their business to make life complicated for them when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's intercede for them. Let's pray for them. And watch this. I know that you're not going to remember every name. It would be foolish of me to think that you're going to remember every name that I call out. But if you do me a favor in your prayer time, just say, Lord, the ones that are listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, Lord, I say a prayer for them. I cover them. I pray for them. However the Lord leads you to pray. But just mention, say the ones that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Lord, touch them. Touch those that are overseas. Keep them safe. Because I truly believe that they take this time out and they do it. They're huddling around some little internet system. They're huddling around maybe an internet phone where they're listening in and they're hearing this gospel. And we want you to know, as the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we appreciate you. We love you, and we're consistently and constantly praying for you. We're interceding for you, and we thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity to come and to share this gospel of Jesus Christ with you and to you, and with making sure that it gets to your ears. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep doing this. Like we say over here on this side, we're going to ride this thing, baby, till the wheels fall off. And we got you covered. And we're going to consistently and constantly pray for you and pray with you. Amen? Amen. So let us acknowledge those countries. And we want to say thank you, guys, as always. We are so appreciative. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy. We have Thailand. We have Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to say thank you guys so much for your continued support for those of you all that are listening in and being a part of this thing that God is doing in this time and in this hour. We're just elated by just your continued connecting with us and sharing with us and being a part of what we're doing. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that you share this number. Share this number this morning with a brother that needs to hear it on this morning. We are in the ER today. We are in the ER. We're in a place of elevated revelation. We are in the ER. It is crucial, my brothers. It is crucial, my friends. It is crucial that we get to a place of revelation in this hour and this time that we're in. There are brothers that are dying on the wayside. There are brothers that are leaving here, and some of them that are leaving here, they're leaving without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They're leaving in God, but they're leaving in a struggle. Come on, let me help you. They're leaving here. They're leaving in God, but they're leaving in a struggle. And this whole month, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna be honest with you. We don't have a special guest. We're just gonna talk about it because if we never bring light to the issue, watch this. The issue will stay in that place. Can I bless you to your blessed place? Push you to your purpose. Drive you to your destiny. This is not only just to help the ones that are listening in. This is to help me too. Because watch this. If we never open up and share the experience, share our hurt, share our pain, share our place of tears and frustration, guess what? We'll forever be in that place, and we'll never come to a place of revelation or elevation. Wow. So today, my brothers and my sisters, my friends, my frenemies, my homies, and my homies, listen, come on in, pull up to the table. Pull up to the table. Come on. We're going to sit at the table. Get your glass of water. Get your cup of coffee. Get you some lemonade. Stop and get your favorite soda, whatever you need to do. Come on and get in where you sit in at, and let's have this conversation. Let's talk. We're going to go to a real quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about it, brothers. We're going to talk about it. We're going to literally talk about it. Because, I honestly believe that our world needs God right now. Our world needs we need a place of answers. We need a place where God can literally speak life to us. So remember that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to let me know that you want to be a part of the conversation on this morning. When you press that 1, that alert me to let me know. Now those of you all that are on now, you may have to hang up and then call back in and then press the 1, because if you're in that in the queue, and sometimes when you press it, it won't acknowledge me and let me know. So just hang up, call back in, and then when you call back in, hit the 1 when you first call back in. But let us go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say,
Amen, 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 amen. My world needs you right now. We're dealing with Mark 5. We're dealing with Mark 5 for the rest of this month. We're dealing with Mark 5. There's a portion that I wanted to draw to our attention this morning. And it's going to be verses 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4. And it says this: this man had been living in the tombs and could no longer be restrained, even with chains. Watch this. Though he was often bound with chains and stocks, he broke the chains and the stocks. Watch this here. Now there was no one with the strength to subdue him. There was no one with the strength to subdue him. Father, make glad of us, the readers, the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of your word. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In the body of Christ, say amen, amen, and amen. I want to pull you into the place where this man is. Those of you all who are fresh to this story, those of you all that are fresh to this story, this is an actual event. This is not a proverb that Jesus was speaking on. This is an actual factual life event. This actually took place. And Jesus had came into the city. When Jesus came into the city, there was a man that lived among the tombs. And with him living among the tombs, it was said that this man he had what we would consider in this time on our side of life, this side of life, on the side of life where we are now in the 21st century, 22nd century, we would consider this man as being bipolar, because he was possessed. The Bible says that he was possessed with many demons, and they could not understand what was going on with him. So they took this man and they locked this man in shackles and chains to keep him, watch this here, from running into a dead place. God help me right through here. He was chained and shackled, and because of his chained and shackled, trying to keep him, watch this, out of a dead place for his own best interest, he was continually breaking free because there was no one strong enough to subdue him. Wasn't nobody strong enough to hold him down. It wasn't anything strong enough to hold him down. So when he would break free, the first place he would run to is a place of familiarity. God, let me help you this morning, brothers. Watch this here. This is why it's so important that y'all call somebody and tell them to come on in and listen in. Watch this here. You went free, and you go, he went to a place of familiarity. He went to a place that it was common for him to be. This is the reason why we revert back to the place to where we were, God, where we were dealing with the issue in the first place. You know, we have these problems, we have these situations and circumstances, and because we don't know how to deal with them effectively, we run back to the thing that is so familiar to us. We're so used to it. So we wind up in our minds saying to ourselves, I was better off there than I am come on here. I was better off there than I was right where I am now. So let me go back to the place to where I'm familiar with. And believe it or not, we're in a dead place and don't even realize we're in a dead place.
We get so used to being in the place of being okay with being alive, but yet I'm dead. Oh God, help me! Life is here. I'm literally walking the earth, and I'm a living witness that you can walk this earth and still be on life support, still be in a comatose state. Broken in so many places and don't even know how I got there, but I'm there. I'm there. I'm on life support. I'm breathing. I'm connecting with people. I'm talking to people. I'm having conversations with people. I'm encouraging people. I'm praying for folks. I'm giving people understanding and wisdom and knowledge. And I'm loving on them and I'm playing with them, but yet and still on the inside of me, I'm still dealing with some stuff. I'm going to talk about me so you can stay saved and stay in the church. Not knowing why I can pray for you and then go back to my place and tears running down my face because I'm so broken on the inside. They chained them up. They chained them up. And then they chained them up. And when they chained them up, the crazy part about you is, the Bible says that he was chained up, and it said, no matter what they did, they did. They couldn't hold him. No matter what they did. I can imagine them increasing the size of the chain. Because they thought at first, okay, maybe the chain link wasn't strong enough. Let's refortify the chain. Okay. He broke them. Let's make them heavier. Let's put more metal into the chain and make it more heavier. And with it being more heavier, maybe if it's more heavier, come on here, preacher. Maybe it'll be too much weight. Maybe it'll be too much weight for him, and you won't be able to pull away from it. Watch the tail. Sometimes we can be weighed down with stuff in our life, and we can be so weighed. God, help me right through here. We can be weighed down so much with stuff, and we're being trapped by it, and we break the chain. Only to run right back in, oh my God, only to run right back into the thing that we've been weighed down by. They changed the chain. I can imagine them now. I'm using my Holy Ghost imagination. I don't know the process of what they did. I don't know what they had going on. But can I use my Holy Ghost interpretation? Can y'all allow me to use my Holy Ghost interpretation if y'all don't mind, please. So I can make a valid point for you this morning. I can imagine the weight being too much. I can imagine them having making the chain heavier, and they take two or three men to drag the chain in there to put it on and to try to, because the chains are so heavy, and you still break them. Now watch this. Maybe they say, okay, maybe it's not the size of the chain. Maybe the chain is too long. Oh my God, maybe we got too much slack in this chain. Maybe if we shorten the chain, it won't be so easy for him to pull and to break. Maybe it's because he's able to pull away from it. Maybe he's able to stand up against the wall and pull and break it. Maybe if we shorten the chain, maybe if we put the chain where he's up on the wall and he can't get away. Maybe if we do that, it'll keep, see, what, watch this, something, something. Oh, God, help me right through here. Watch. You got to understand that when you're dealing with a situation, you're going to run into places to where you're going to be cut short. You're going to call, God, help me, right up in this little section right here. You're going to be cut short. You're going to be cut. You're going to hold. You're going to be put in a place to where you have to deal with shortcomings. You're going to have to deal with a place where you have to deal with short-sighted people. You're going to have to deal with places in a place to where short-thought people, they only think for today. They don't see for tomorrow. They only come here. Let me work the text like I know how to work the text. You gotta understand you're dealing with short-minded people. Short-minded people do short-minded stuff. So God, help me right through here. That sometimes, people of God, is what keeps you in prison, because you're dealing with short-minded people with short-minded thoughts. And now you're in prison because you were kept by that short-mindedness of them, and you're now in a place to where you're not only are you dealing with their short-mindedness, but you're dealing with an issue that, watch this, that they have imposed on you and have, oh God, and have made you a prisoner to that thought process. Can I help you? I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. I promise I do. I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. You deal with short thought, short-sighted, short-minded people. And when you're dealing with these people that got these short-sighted mindsets, it causes you to be in a place to where you lose sight of you. See, the reason why the man is among the tombs is because people have imposed things on him that he never that was never dealt with. We talked about this earlier in the week. We talked about this last Monday, but I wanted to. I feel like it's valid to bring back today because I think we need to keep this. We need to keep this on the forefront of our mind. See, the man was possessed with many demons because of, if you really want to know the truth about it, spirits are transferable, and people have deposited into him, and he never dealt with them effectively. And because he never dealt with it effectively, he's now in a place to where, watch this here, let me bless you. Now he's in a place to where he struggles. How many of y'all under the sound of my voice on this morning, you struggle with a place? You struggle with a mindset. You struggle with a person's ideology. You struggle with a person's inability or capability to hold you for who you are. You struggle. And with your struggle, people of God, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. You struggle with this because you never effectively dealt with it. And now it's taking root where you thought, watch this here, it was a thing that you could just push down and press into your, what they call, subconscious. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm just going to leave it there. And then all of a sudden it comes like, y'all need revelated help. Have you ever been in a relationship? Have you ever been in a place to where you were dealing with somebody and the person that you used to deal with, you are no longer even in their presence? You don't even talk to them. You don't even, God, help me right through here. You don't have no dealings with them whatsoever. But then the next thing you know, while you're dealing with that other person, somebody that you in a relationship with, friendship with, partnership with, kinship with, you in that relationship with them. Now watch this here. All all of a sudden, the thing that you, oh, Father, that you have pressed down into your subconsciousness, you have pushed this thing down. You are no longer, you no longer got it on the forefront of your mind, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it pops up. We'll let that marinate on you for a moment. You never effectively dealt with it. That's because that spirit never left. Okay, so y'all need Bible. Y'all need Bible. So the house was swept and garnished. And when the house was swept and garnished and it was clean, watch how the text plays out. He said that he swept and cleaned. The house was swept and garnished. The house was clean. He said, and the spirit that left the spirit, single one, the spirit that left, he came back. He left for a season, and he came back. And when he showed back up, he saw that the house was empty, and he said to himself, I shall go back to my house. And he went and got seven spirits greater than himself, and he said, he said the house was in worse condition than it was when it first came. The first time it was there. Let me help you. When you have unresolved issues and you never feel the space, you better mess them up with this one, Jesus. If you never take out the time to feel the space, if you never take out the time to place something in the area where, okay, God, you're gonna mess them up with this one. If you never take out the time to feel the wound, what you got to realize is this: if you have an open wound on you, what they do is they do what they call patting until that wound can start to heal itself. It has that, God, help me right through here. It has to have that packing on it. And on that packing, it has that ointment that needs to be in there to help the wound to wash itself, cauterize, or to heal itself. Sometimes, physician, you got to heal thyself. Something comes here. Sometimes you got to take worship and put worship in that hole. Sometimes you got to come here. You got to fill that hole with prayer. You got to fill that hole with love. You got to fill that hole with joy. You got to fill that spot with something, because if it stays vacant, watch this. Infection can. Boy, you better mess them up with this one. Infection sets in, and when infection sets in, then you got to amputate because you done let the infection set in. Now you're walking around footless. Now you're walking around legless. Now you're walking around armless. Because you never handled the situation. Watch.
So they chained him up and they put him in this place and they chained him up and maybe in their mind they're saying, okay, let me shorten the chain. If we shorten the chain on Doc, listen, maybe we short the chain on him. You know, I can imagine them sitting around the table, and y'all allow me to use my interpretation. If y'all don't mind, please allow me to use my interpretation. We got to find a way to keep Leroy from breaking loose. Y'all don't come for me. We got to figure out how to keep Leroy from breaking loose, because every time he break loose, he running through the town, and he's scared everybody, because Leroy ain't got it all, and so We weigh the chain down. We shorten the chain. I'm running out of options. What is it that we need to do to keep Leroy from being so ruthless and so free just to continue to run? Watch this. Let me help you real quick. Let me show you something. It'll never be people's responsibility to wrangle your situation. But if they marinate on your spirit, because I know that messed a bunch of y'all up, it's never Leroy's responsibility to allow someone else to get him in control of himself. This is what I want you to understand. This is what I want you. I don't want you to walk away from this in a state to where you don't understand and you don't get it. But I want you to understand that if some stuff, babies, as brothers, let me help you real quick. If some stuff is as brothers, this is for all the men, women of God. If y'all listening, thank y'all so much. We appreciate you. We love you. We love you from the bottom of our heart. But I need to get our men in a solid mindset, because if they ain't no good to themselves, they ain't no good to you. So let me help you. Let me give you something. Let me show you something. Brothers, some stuff we have to learn how to deal with ourselves and say, okay, I can't let somebody else be responsible for me getting better. He keeps reverting to the sin that's literally doing him no good. I break free from chains to run from being chained in a place. Watch this here. Let me mess with you real bad. I'm going to mess with you real bad. A place of being chained because people are worried about me, trying to keep me safe. I keep breaking away from a place that people think is safe for me, and I run to a dead place. You going from bad to worse. You being chained to people's opinion. You're being chained to the way people think. You're being chained to the way people respond to you. You're being chained to the way that they know you. They know you. They know you by DD. Come here. Come here. They know you by Pookie. They know you by Ray Ray. They know, come here. They know, come here. Let me help you. They know you by red. They know you by, they know you by their names. But that's all they know. They never knew the apostle. They never knew the minister. They never knew the one who walked in Christ. They knew of you. Oh, Father. They knew of you, but they never knew you. They knew of you, but they never knew you. Watch them in that with you real fast. They got a glimpse of you. Come here, let me bless you. They got a glimpse of you, but they never saw you for who you really are. So their idea of chaining you to a place of what they would consider a place of safety cause you to be uncomfortable, but instead of you running to the right place, you ran to the wrong place. You literally ran to a place that was more deadly than the place that they had you chained up at. Y'all need violence. Let me help you. Let me give you Bible. Let me give you biblical reinforcements. They said that when he would break away from the chains, he would run among the tombs in the mountains, and he would cut himself and he would cry.
He run in the tombs, grab some rocks from the mountains, and he would cry day and night, cutting himself. Let me help y'all real quick. Let me give you something. Let me give you something. Let me give you something. You in a place to where you so sorrowful and broke up. And the only thing you got is a cry. Baby, let me help you. Yeah. Only thing you got left is a cry. You don't have no prayer. You don't have no worship. You don't have no biblical revelation. You ain't got no strength. Only thing you got is a cry. Let me help you real quick. See, there is a difference between a cry in worship and a cry just to be crying over something. It's totally different. I'm gonna help you real quick. Let me show you something. Because I've been in that place to where I've done both. Oh, hello, Jesus. Hello, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hello, Jesus. Watch this. I've been in both places. I've been in a place to where I cried in worship because that's the only thing that I knew at the time to do was to let the tears of worship fall. And then I've been in a place to where the only thing I had was a cry because I didn't know how to do nothing else but cry. That's all I had. That's all I had. A cry is all I had. A cry is all I had. I didn't have nothing else. All I had was a cry. All I had was a face full of tears. And sometimes cried and didn't know why I cried. Read, baby, the apostle, the man of God, the Shunday de Dio, Shabbat, apostle, cry. I cried over people. I cried over situations. I cried over circumstance. I cried over my walk with God. I cried over not having the answer to the questions that I asked God. I cried. Sometimes wake up in the middle of the night, been asleep, crying, because I didn't know. I didn't have the answer that I needed from God. Watch this. Went to sleep with tears, woke up with tears. So here this man is in the mountains cutting himself and crying. Watch this. Free from chains, was still chained to his emotions. Wow. Free from chains, but still chained to his emotions. Watch this. Free from the people that tried to hold him bound, but now he's chained to his emotions. In a place What could have been considered as a place of isolation, but tormented in isolation.
Let me go ahead and put a pin on this thing. Y'all remember we talked about being wounded and putting that sigh or that pack in that hole. Let me help you real quick. Let me show you something real quick. Let me show you how a man packed a hole in his life. When he saw Jesus, the Bible said,
that he bled and he fell down and then worshiped. The very thing that he needed to plug the hole. The very thing that he needed to plug the hole. The very thing that he needed to put in check, to put into place, to put into what we would consider as an answer to the issue, or answer to the problem. He worshiped. And his worship literally shifted his whole situation. His worship freed him. And when his worship freed him, he was not only just in a better place, he was in the right place. So, brothers, as I leave you today, know that there's power in your worship. 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 And that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. That's my time. Y'all hold on. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message, because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Hurt
me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say. If my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we got to get on our knees and just say, God, rescue me from myself. The best is still yet to come for you. This is your exodus starting right now at this very moment. This is it. This is it. One more time, choir. One more time.
This is, take it up there. This is, if you know it, here we go. This is.
This is my destiny.
Lord, I thank you.
This is my destiny.
You gave me cares and the chance. And you never left me.
Gentlemen, please, please show some love for Donald Lawrence, the Tri-City Singers, and this gift right here, Miss Leandrea Johnson. Thank you, brother.
Thank you
for coming.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for you guys joining us on this morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We want to make sure that we show you guys the level of appreciation that we do for you guys. We thank you so much. And just want to let you know that we appreciate you guys sticking in and hanging in with us and listening in with us on this morning. We want to also make sure that we deposit this in your life, that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. We are going to continue this ER Bloom moment. We're going to continue this ER moment. We are going to continue this ER moment with you tonight. We want to continue to support you guys in this because we don't want you to bleed out. We don't want you to bleed out. That's our theme for this month. We don't want you to want the brothers to bleed out. So we want you to continue to come to this ER moment and to share in this thing with us, to be a part of this, because I really honestly believe that this is helping some brother. This is helping some brother that needs to know that Mark 5, that passage of Mark 5, it speaks to a lot of us where we are. And it's literally designed to encourage us and to strengthen us, to let us know that even in our wounded place, we still have the capability to worship. Sometimes our worship don't always come out like we want it to come out. But what I'm realizing and understanding is that yet and still, even in that we worship God and he shifts in us and he transitions in us and he moves us to the place where we need to be moved. So we want to say thank you for that. Now, those of you all that don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we want to give you to you Romans 10:9, simply saying this to you, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. We want to pray with you real quick. Father, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice, oh God, God, that don't have a relationship with you, oh God. And with that being said, Father, we pray that you would move by your power and you move by your strength. Touch their lives, touch their minds, touch their hearts, and touch their spirits. Give them the ability, Father God, to stand in what you have called them to stand in and know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all they can ask or say. Let me give you 3 real quick keys. 1, get you a really good Bible. 2, get you into a church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House International. We want you to come and visit with us. And when you come and visit, we want you to understand that there is room at the house. Come on and be a part of it. Come get into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Come get into a place to where the word of God is being preached and watches it, and the people are being elevated and the people are being strengthened and the people are being encouraged. Go ahead on and you'll find us. You can find us on Facebook. You can also come and visit the church. We are having live service. Come here, let me help you. We're having in-person service. every Sunday at 11:30, 6705 High Street. That's in the Houston, Texas area. Come on by and visit. If the Abba House is not for you, find your church. Find your church home. Sit among someone that will encourage you. Sit among somebody that will inspire you. Sit among somebody that will give you strength. Sit among somebody that will speak life to you. Amen. So come on and be a part of the Abba House experience. Come and join us on weekdays right here on Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can also join us for our Friday Flame the Fan. Fan the Flame Friday. You can join us on Fridays at 7 p.m. You can do that by being a part of the conference call and call in and be encouraged with that Fan the Flame Friday. God will speak life to you. I promise you. He'll speak life to you. He'll encourage you. He'll strengthen you. There's a word that will be poured into your spirit. There's a word that will be poured into your heart. God will show you what you need to see. He'll let you hear, see, and receive the thing that you need and give you the strength to keep on going. Amen? Amen. So listen, also get three keys to get you a really good Bible, get into a church home, and make sure that man or woman of God is preaching and teaching the word. Make sure that their lifestyle lines up with that word that they're preaching. Amen? Amen. So we thank you for that opportunity to share and impart that into your life on today. Those of you all that would like to sow, you can do so by going to the Cash App or your Zelle. And that Cash App is going to be $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can share in a gift of giving that way. Or if you guys want to go to your Zelle, the Zelle is 419-519-5960. You could go there and you could receive you could go and sow a seed there as well. So please make sure that you go and you share a seed there. Know that the seed that you sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, it is used to elevate and to give the people of God their push. We're ones that help the homeless. We go in and we help the homeless. We go out and we share and we give them toiletries and we feed them not only just with natural food, but we also feed them with spiritual food. We give them that spiritual connection that they need. We pray with them, encourage them, and strengthen them, and let them know that they can keep on going. Amen. Amen. So thank you guys so much for that. We thank you so much for that. So you guys have a fantastic day. We look forward to you guys connecting with us and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on today. And we look forward to you guys joining us again on next Monday in the ER.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubt. You're still mighty and strong. So fight the